Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Today is primary election day in Marion County and the entire state of Tennessee. Marion County election officials say polls are open as voters head out to cast ballots in several key local races, including high-profile contests on the Republican side for sheriff and county mayor. The Marion County Election Commission has been preparing for today's turnout, encouraging voters to review their precinct ballots ahead of time. Residents can view sample ballots and find more election information online at the Marion County Elections website. Officials remind voters to head to their assigned polling location and make their voices heard in today's election. The Dade County Sheriff's Department is reporting several recent arrests, including one involving multiple serious charges. Authorities say 42-year-old Jonathan Matthew Brown taken into custody, facing a total of 8 charges, those including driving while license suspended, possession of drug-related objects, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and multiple drug charges, including methamphetamine and cocaine, including intent to distribute and traffic. Brown also faces a charge related to an obstructed view. Officials have not released additional details at this time. You can find full arrest reports from Dade, Jackson, and DeKalb counties now online at discoverdade.com. Candidates running to represent Northwest Georgians in Atlanta took on the issue of redistricting during a local debate last Saturday here in Trenton. The debate held at the Dade County Public Library came just days after a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could allow states to redraw political maps ahead of future elections. Governor Brian Kemp says any changes in Georgia would likely take effect in the 2028 election cycle, not this year, since voting is already underway. At the debate, State Representative Mike Cameron said he would support a special session on redistricting, but agreed it's too late to impact current races. His challenger, Neil Howell, said future redistricting efforts should be considered, while District 53 candidates Denise Burns and Blake Ellsbury also voiced support for revisiting maps, though Ellsbury noted the potential cost to taxpayers if elections were delayed. The 14th Congressional District, now represented by Clay Fuller, has already seen multiple elections this year following the departure of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Early voting continues through May 15th, ahead of Election Day on May 19th. You're invited to help honor those who serve and protect our community. The Optimist Club of Trenton Dade, along with the Georgia Fraternal Order of Police, hosting the 21st Annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Ceremony. That's today, starting at noon. That'll be at the Dade County Judicial Building at 255 Crabtree Street, downtown Trenton. Local leaders, community members all there as we recognize the dedication and service for law enforcement officers. Lunch will be provided following the ceremony. That's today, noon to 1, at the Dade County Judicial Building. Drivers traveling through Marion County and the surrounding area should be prepared for several ongoing road projects that are impacting traffic. On I-24, TDOT contractors are conducting tree and brush removal in both directions between mile markers 141 and 157 through the end of the week, with shoulder closures in place from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Also on 24, rockfall mitigation work near mile marker 137 has reduced westbound traffic to 2 shifted lanes, with all lanes expected to reopen by the end of the month. Several state routes are also affected. On State Route 108, drivers will encounter one-lane traffic controlled by signals due to slide mitigation work. And on State Route 2, or Highway 41, a lane shift is in place for eastbound traffic. State Route 283 resurfacing projects will continue, causing single-lane closures with flaggers. In Chattanooga, lane closures also planned for State Route 27. That's, of course, Rossville Boulevard, beginning now through May 15th for paving work. Motorists are urged to slow down, stay alert, and use caution in work zones. The Braves back in action tonight. They continue with Game 2 in the series against the Seattle Mariners. First pitch set for 9:40, airtime 8:25. You can catch all the action here on KWIN. Got a day game scheduled for tomorrow. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.